I can already feel it.
I told you. So, you ready?
I'm ready.
Vaporize sore throat pain fast with Vicks VapoCool Drops.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la, it's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
The Hiuchi Hamlet, nestled in the redwoods by the Smith River, is your store of convenience. Whether you're spending the day at the river swimming, fishing, hiking, camping, or just taking a leisurely drive,
it's time now for Delnord Warrior Basketball. And Delnord Warrior Basketball is brought to you by Chimneycraft, Chawell Benson Hartwig, Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Glass, Curry Equipment, Delnord Office Supply, Delnord Tire, Eco Nutrients, Elk Valley Casino, Ingram Marine Supply, H&R Block, Hambro WSG, Les Schwab Tire Center, Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance, McFerrin's Tax Services, More Johnny, Oat Hill Organic Beef, Sutter Coast Hospital, Valvoline Instant Oil Change, and Hiuchi Hamlet. And now, with the pregame show, here's John.
After flying through the non-conference part of the season, the Delnord High girls basketball team opens the Big Five conference season tonight in McKinleyville, where the Warriors expect a major challenge from the Panthers. Hi, I'm John Pritchett. Mark's running things back to the KPOD World Headquarters, and welcome to the Western Valley Insurance Warrior pregame show, Western Valley Insurance, where teamwork makes the difference in downtown Crescent City. Delnord has won 12 of 14 games so far this season for first-year varsity coach Dylan Nelson. But tonight, the Warriors will be without its leading scorer and playmaker while taking on a McKinleyville team that plays some of the best defense on the North Coast. We'll be back in a few moments with a preview of tonight's game and a recap of the junior varsity game that ended just moments ago. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Delnord Sports.
It's time now for the Delnord Warrior High School pregame show, brought to you by Western Valley Insurance, located in downtown Crescent City. We'll be back with John and John with the pregame show coming up next, right after this. In this ever-changing business environment, it's refreshing to have an insurance agent that's local. At Western Valley Insurance, the team prides themselves in being part of our community, and they appreciate it when you choose to do business with them. If you're considering a change or would like to discuss business or workers' comp insurance, please call Robin, Regina, or Kendra. They'll put their experience and knowledge into providing you with a competitive quote that actually fits your needs. Western Valley Insurance, where teamwork makes a difference. Call 707-465-5999.
Delnord Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our local Sportscasters Club, Chimneycraft, Chawell Benson Hartwig, Crescent Cabinets, and Crescent City Glass.
Listen to Delnord Warrior Games online at DelnordSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Delnord Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our local Sportscasters Club, Curry Equipment, Delnord Office Supply, Delnord Tire, and Eco Nutrients.
Listen to Delnord Warrior Games online at DelnordSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
It's time to get back to the pregame show, brought to you by Western Valley Insurance, proud to serve our community's insurance needs. They believe that teamwork makes the difference. Go Warriors! And now, with the pregame show, here's John.
Back to the Western Valley Insurance pregame show tonight from McKinleyville. A few moments ago in junior varsity action, Delnord's girls captured a 39-32 victory over the Panthers in a game that had to be the longest final 3 minutes in basketball history. Warriors were led by Kansas Wilson. She had 9. Jana McQuillan and Sage Fry both added 7. Delnord improved to 6-4 overall. More importantly, 1-0 against conference foes. Taking a look at tonight's varsity contest, Delnord got to a terrific start this season as Coach Nelson stepped into the job after Justin Clifton finished an 8-year stretch of the best basketball in the program's history. Warriors come into tonight's game having rolled to the Fort Bragg tournament title just before the new year, sweeping Durham, Trinity Valley, and Fortuna. However, in that Fortuna victory, junior Brooklyn Carter suffered a knee injury and is not available tonight, nor is she expected to play Friday night at Eureka. Her long-term prognosis is unknown, although team officials are hopeful she'll be back in a couple of weeks. Regardless, it's a major loss as the talented junior is averaging a team-high 15.5 points per game and is far and away the team's leading threat from three-point land, having already hit 32 this season. Coach Nelson said the good news in the situation is that he has players who have starting experience, and as a team, the Warriors have the ability to work as a unit to replace Carter's production. McKinleyville enters the game with a 9-5 non-conference record, having won 4 in a row in 5 of his past 6 contests. The Panthers rely on defense, giving up less than 40 points a game so far this season. McKinleyville coach Jacob Teague said his team is healthy, and his team must, quote, match the physicality of Delnord. I like playing Delnord, he said. It's always physical. Well, that brings us to the starting lineups, brought to you by DelnordSports.com, which features scheduled rebroadcast of Warrior games. Everything you need is at DelnordSports.com. Starting lineup for the McKinleyville Panthers, 9-5, and they will start Tally Turner. She is a senior. Tatum Fisher, she's a junior and the team's leading scorer at about 11 a game. Nyriss Bartu will start. She's a senior. So will Gabby Watson, junior, and Bella Turner, and she is a senior. Delnord will start Chloe Smith. She's a junior, averaging 4.6 a game. Anisha Batiga, she's a senior, averaging 6.3 a game. She's hit 17 three-pointers so far this season. Jacqueline Gorbett is a senior, averaging 7.5 points a game. Also starting will be Sinte Steinruck, junior, averaging 4.2. And the big player in the middle for Delnord, Lauren Stutz, she's a junior, averaging 8 points a game. Does McKinleyville have a home court advantage tonight? Probably, but it might be worth noting that the Panthers are 0-2 on this court here in McKinleyville so far this season. Delnord, on the other hand, has yet to play a home game this season, and they won't until next Tuesday when Delnord will play host to Hoopa Valley in a non-conference contest. These two teams have split the past 4 games that they have played against each other. Last year, the teams both won once. Delnord won 55-51, but lost 39-38. Waiting for the introduction of the starting lineups here as they try to find a microphone that works. Whoever comes out of the Big 5 Conference as the champion is going to have to earn it, as all 5 squads are just darn stout. There, they got it working. Warriors have won 12 of 14. Eureka is 12-3, and Delnord's going to play at Eureka Friday night. Listen to that game live on KPOD 97.9. Arcata is 9-3, Fortuna's 11-5, and McKinleyville is 9-5. Tigers, by the way, of Arcata are ranked 5th in Division 4, while the Warriors are currently at number 6. Last night in boys basketball action, McKinleyville was able to use its size advantage, especially in the fourth quarter, to overtake Delnord. The final was 53-47. Warriors led at the end of the first, the second, and the third quarters, but the Panthers were able to kind of wear out Delnord in that closing stanza. Michael Webster had a game-high 19 points, and tomorrow night, Delnord's boys will be back in action at home, taking on Eureka. That game will start at 7:30. The JVs will play at 6, and the freshmen will take the court at 4:30. You can listen to the varsity live on KPOD 97.9 FM and DelnordSports.com, and that'll be where you'll be able to hear all conference games as well as playoff games for both the boys and the girls. the veteran officiating crew tonight. Tyrone Bacchus, the venerable Roland Treherne. He loves being called venerable. And Milton Mabry will be in the stripes tonight. Del Norte will be in their all-blue uniforms with the gold numbers, with Warriors emblazoned across the chest. For the Panthers, they'll be going with their white uniforms with the red trim. Warriors will start the game going left to right. It will be Stoots jumping against Tatum Fisher. And that was one of the things that Coach Nelson said, is they have to find a way to make sure that Fisher doesn't go off tonight. It will be Tyrone Bacchus who will throw the ball high in the air. And ladies and gentlemen, the Big Five Conference girls basketball season is underway, and it is Del Norte coming away with the tip. Warriors trying to take advantage of a zone inside the Stoots. She turns down the shot and gets called for traveling. She needed to go right up with that once she had position on the low block. So McKinleyville has the ball. Del Norte in a man-to-man. With the ball is Fisher. She'll have to give it up. Far side now. Goes baseline. Shot goes up. No good. Tipped out of bounds by McKinleyville, and Del Norte will get possession. 30 seconds in. No score on the Santa Cruz Hospital scoreboard. Full court pressure by McKinleyville. That was expected. And Del Norte is able to break it easily. Tried to get it inside to Stute. She finds the ball after it gets knocked around for a while. And Del Norte will set things up again. With the ball is Smith. Gives it up, far side to Steinrod, inside to Stoops. Quick move, hits the bottom of the rim, and we'll have a jump ball, and it will be McKinleyville's possession. Bring the ball up court will be Turner for McKinleyville. She'll give it up to Turner. Try to get it inside, nice pass, kick back out. Warriors in that man-to-man defense, drive to the hoop, shot goes up, blocked, and it goes out of bounds. I believe that was Gorbett that got a piece of it. 13 on the shot clock. 6:50 left, first quarter, no score in the Santa Cruz Hospital scoreboard. McKinleyville to inbound. Looking, gets it inside low, shot goes up, and it falls in. Give the basket to Bartu, and that's the first basket of the night, and the press leads to a Del Norte turnover and an easy shot and basket for Tatum Fisher. 4-0, McKinleyville in front. The 2-2-1 zone press, and Del Norte's able to break it this time, going all the way to the hoop, putting it up the glass. Too strong was Gorbett. He goes way outside, three-point shot up, no good, and rebounded by McKinleyville. Del Norte playing without Brooklyn Carter, their playmaker and leading scorer. With the ball, Bartu, and a foul is going to be called on Stoots. A long ways from the basket. First team foul. And Gabby Watson, the junior, will inbound and throws it over to Turner, and the Panthers will set their offensive set. With the ball, Fisher going to give it up as they run a weave. Kick it out, drive. Nice defense by Del Norte. Leads to a steal. Heading for the basket is Smith. Tries to pass it inside, and it gets hit out of bounds, and it will be Warriors' possession. Coming in for Del Norte is Brianne Winningham, and Stoots comes out. Warriors looking to inbound, looking. And the ball's tipped. The Warriors get it. In the far side corner, that's Gorbett. And the ball gets turned over. Yet another turnover by Del Norte. With the ball is Watson. She's going to give it up. Bar two. Drive. Shot. Score. That was Fisher, her second basket. And it's 6-0. And another turnover against the McKinleyville press. Ball on the far side. inside, stolen by Del North. Nice defensive play by Batiga. And another turnover by the Warriors. Just a poor pass. 6-0 our score. 1 second more than 5 minutes left here in the first quarter. Del North trailing. In fact, the Warriors have not had a shot at the basket since the opening seconds. McKinleyville with the ball, kick out, shot up, no good. Offensive rebound, and jump ball. Good job by Gorbick coming in there and grabbing it. And Coach Nelson says, hey, we're going to call timeout. We've got to get ourselves on the right sheet of music. Gives us a chance to say hello to members of the legendary Sportscasters Club, including Western Valley Insurance. On and off the court, teamwork makes the difference. Call Western Valley Insurance for a local team committed to the community. Center Coast Hospital, serving our community with care. The Hiawatha Hamlet, gas, fishing tackle, snacks, everything for your wild rivers adventures. And McDonald's, stop in after the game. Go Warriors. 4:45 to go, first quarter. Del North trailing 6-0 as McKinleyville's press has led to a flurry of turnovers. 2-2-1 press. Let's see if Del North can, after the timeout, solve the riddle. And no. Another turnover. Ball goes outside. 3-point shot on the way. No good. Rebounded by McKinleyville. Inside, shot goes up, and it falls in. Gabby Watson gets her first basket of the night, and it is 8-0. Warriors trying to break the press, and a foul is going to be called against McKinleyville. First of the night for them. Bella Turner gets the foul. Coming in for Del North is Batiga back in. Warriors, far side, 3-point shot up, misses everything, and McKinleyville comes on with a rebound. Del North has simply not played well in this opening 4 minutes of the game. Still looking for its first point. McKinleyville with the ball inside now. Power shot goes up, and a foul is going to be called on the Warriors. Jacqueline Gorbett gets the foul, second team foul, and going to the line for two shots is Bartu. Misses the first. Second one. Coming up. That one falls in. 9-0. Del North trailing. And this time, Del North is able to get it across the timeline. Trying to go all the way to the basket. Puts it up and puts it in. Gorbett breaks the schneid. Del North on the scoreboard with 3:27 to go here in the opening stanza. 9-2 our score on the Center Coast Hospital scoreboard. With the ball is Watson. She'll give it up. Over to Bartu. Far side now. Looking. Looking. That's Turner. Tightly guarded. Nice pass leads to a missed easy layup by McKinleyville. First mistake tonight for them on inside. Warriors with the ball. That's Gorbett. They kick it out far side. Steinruck is in. Shot goes up off the side. Nice hustle by the Warriors. Coming up with it and putting it up and putting it in. Well, that was Steinruck. And Del North had four in a row. Foul's going to be called on the Warriors. Gorbett picks up her second. Coming in will be Chloe Smith back in. And Gorbett's going to come out with the two fouls. 9-4 our score. Kinley Bill inbounds. way outside. Del Norte in the man-to-man. Far side to Bartu. Tried to get it inside and knocked out of bounds by Del Norte. Watson will inbound from the baseline. Gets it inside. Turner passes out, back in. Pretty play for Fisher, who scores. And it's 11-4. Warriors trying to break the press. That's the Tiga. She gets stolen. And the layup goes up and in as Bella Turner gets her first basket of the night. 11-point deficit for Del Norte, 13-4. Excuse me, 9-point deficit. This time the Warriors break the press, but the ball is then stolen. We go the other way. As Watson has to give up the ball, finds Turner, tried to get it inside, instead she passes it to Turner. Drive, back out, 3-point shot, no good, and jump ball. It will be Del Norte's ball. And now they're going to say no. It's going to be McKinleyville's ball. 1:32 to go, first quarter. 13-4, our score. McKinleyville in front. McKinleyville looking, lob it inside. Shot goes up. No. Tipped around for a while. McKinleyville with another offensive rebound. The Panthers have forced turnovers, and they've won the rebounding battle. Shot goes up, misses. But there for the easy basket was George. Gerard George. And now it is an 11-point deficit. And that ball will be almost over and back. Del Norte just seemingly just not poised right now. Quick pass inside, goes out of bounds. And Coach Dylan Nelson, fairly unflappable, but he's going to call a 30-second timeout as Del Norte, playing without Brooklyn Carter, has just looked discombobulated. Warrior Athletics brought to you by H&R Block. Get your maximum refund guaranteed. Hambro, WSG, Recycling, Storage, Truck Repair, and Waste Removal. And Del Norte Tire. You know, the Barnes family says our roots are here, not just our branches. 15-4, baskets by Gorbett and Steinruck. All Del Norte has got to show for its first 7 minutes against McKinleyville. Fisher has 6 for the Panthers, and Bartu has 3. And it will be McKinleyville ball. They'll bring the ball up court. That's Taylor Turner with it. Gives it up. Shot goes up. No good. Rebounded by Del Norte. Nice effort by Steinruck. Bottega with the ball. Far side. Double team there. Dribbles out of trouble. Quick pass. Tried to get it inside. And instead it's yet another turnover. 2-on-1 fast break. And that leads to another easy basket for the Panthers as Taylor Turner scores this time. 17-4. Smith with the ball. Kick it over far side, 3-point shot on the way, no, and rebound it by McKinleyville. And they just seem right now to want it a little bit more than Del Norte. They're much more aggressive on the board. Panthers looking to take the last shot. They get it off. It doesn't go, though. Not the first quarter that Del Norte wanted as we start the Big Five conference season. It's McKinleyville 17, Del Norte 4. We'll be back with the second quarter after this. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Sports.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our local sportscasters club, Elk Valley Casino, England Marine Supply, H&R Block, and Hambro WSG.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOT. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Del Norte Warrior Sports. broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our local Sportscasters Club, Les Schwab Tire Center, Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance, McFerrin's Tax Services, and More John, Inc.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
After a dreadful first quarter, Del Norte finds itself trailing 17-4 against McKinleyville here on the Panthers' home court. John Pritchett with you, as I will be for all Del Norte High Conference boys and girls games this season, along with the postseason. Warriors starts the second quarter with the ball, and it's tipped out of bounds, but Warriors will keep possession. Chloe Smith will inbound. And ball is kicked out of bounds by McKinleyville. We'll do it all over again. They get it inbounds this time. Del Norte almost loses it again, but they're able to track it down. Near side, that's Steinruck. She'll put up the long three-pointer, and it's rebounded by McKinleyville. Del Norte has not seen a single offensive rebound so far tonight. Of course, they haven't had many shots. It's that committed so many turnovers, and Warriors tipped the ball out of bounds. 20 seconds on the shot clock. 17-4 our score here in the opening seconds of the second quarter on the Center Coast Hospital scoreboard. McKinleyville to inbound. They get it inside. Double team. And that will be a travel. Yep. Now the officials are going to talk about it. No, they're going to say it was a foul on Del Norte. And Lauren Stutes is back in, picks up her second. And that was a tough one. I believe one official had it as a travel. The other one called the foul. Free throw is up and good for Tatum Fisher. And it's 18-4. Second one is also good. Panthers now 3-4 at the foul line. And the Warriors will tackle this so far impressive press. Try to get a trap, but Del Norte was able to break it. As Bliss Blackburn's in the game now for the Warriors. As she's been missing because of a knee injury of her own. Ball goes out of bounds. Warriors will keep possession. 15 on the shot clock. Del Norte gets it in. That's Winningham. Eventually it goes its way to Blackburn. She gives it up as Gorbett tries to find some room to maneuver. Down to five. Time running out. Smith with it way outside. She doesn't realize it. And there goes the shot clock. Another turnover by the Warriors. This one unforced. 19-4 our score. Panthers leading. With the ball is Fisher. They get it inside and stolen. Nice job by Blackburn. And the Warriors will try to take advantage. Gorbett goes baseline, puts it up high off the glass, hits the back iron, and bounds away. But Del Norte not only having trouble with the press, leading to turnovers, they are struggling to put the biscuit in the basket. McKinleyville with the ball on the far side. That's Fisher. She goes hard, and a travel this time will be called by two officials, making it officially official. 19-4 our score. Warriors came into this game 12-2 in non-conference games this season. But they are playing without their leading scorer and their playmaker, Brooklyn Carter, who suffered a knee injury against Fortuna at a tournament before the end of the year. Warriors have the ball. Shot goes up. Foul is called. And going to the line for two will be Jacqueline Gorbett. Gorbett, just 38% from the foul line. shot is good. And the second one is good. We have to talk a young man into not tearing down our equipment. McKinleyville with the ball. That's boxes in the game. Nice play by Gorbett, who tied up box, and it will be the Panthers' possession on the alternating rule. 19-6 our score, 5:54 to go here in the first half. Nice pass inside, hook shot, misses, and rebounded by Del Norte. And Gorbett will bring the ball down herself. Gives it up. Smith works his way around to Batiga, dribbling with her left hand, tosses it over. Drive by Smith, finds a wide open Batiga, and her three-pointer is no good, and the ball goes out of bounds. Another jump ball, and this time Del Norte will keep it. 19-6 our score, 5:27 to go, first half. Warriors looking to inbound. That's Smith. Gets it inside, gets poked away, and McKinleyville comes up with it. They're going to push the pace. Into the paint, from the free throw line, shot goes up, no good, and it is yet another offensive rebound. Delmert is able to tie it up, but McKinleyville will keep possession. Looking, they're able to get it in, and it leads to a very easy basket, a well-designed play. Leads to 2 points for Liz Mengel. Warriors break the press this time. Shot goes up, three-pointer, no. Tipped around, rebounded by McKinleyville. Once again, the Panthers going to push it. From the baseline, no good, but yet another offensive rebound, but it gets knocked off Gabby Watson, and the Warriors will get the ball back. 21-6 our score. Delmer trying to break this 2-2-1 press. They were able to, as Gorbett goes hard to the hoop and gets fouled, and will go to the line for two. Gerard George gets the foul. Second team foul of the quarter. And Gorbett misses the first one. Tomorrow night, Delmar boys will be at home taking on Eureka. Game time will be 7:30. Approximate pregame show will be at 7:20. Gorbett makes the second one. She's 3 of 4 at the line. And she has 5 of Delmar's 7 points. Warriors trail by 14. Panthers looking to try to get a ball inside. They do. Shot goes up and give Gabby Watson her second basket of the night. And it's 23-7. Warriors throw the ball away. McKinleyville going the other direction. And foul will be called, and the basket's going to be good for Gabby Watson. And there's not a ton of McKinleyville fans here tonight, but those that are here cheer mightily. Here's Watson's free throw. For some reason, they're not putting up the who committed the foul on the scoreboard. Warriors are able to get it across the timeline this time. And the ball stiffed away out of bounds. Warriors will keep possession. Tried to get it inside to Winningham. And here comes Lauren Stutz back in the game. She's got two fouls. So she has to be careful with 4 minutes left here in the first half. Take it. Gets the ball inbounded to Steinruck. They get it back inside to Stutz. She kicks it back out. They're passing it around the horn. Here comes Gorbett, and she has the ball poked away. will go the other direction. And a double dribble will be called against McKinleyville. What Delmar needs to do is just try to whittle this lead down. 19 right now. Try to get it down to just single digits. Ball almost thrown away, but they're able to track it down. Dorbett, cross-court pass over to Steinruck. She finds Batiga. Back to Steinruck. Back to Batiga. She'll take the three. Banks it in. And that is a big one, and timeout is called. That is the 18th one for Anisha, and it cuts the lead to 26-10. And as we said, what Delmar wants to do in this final 3 minutes and 22 seconds of the first half is just whittle the lead down to something manageable, down to 9, 10 points. Warrior Athletics brought to you by Curry Equipment, your one-stop shop for power equipment in Crescent City and in Brookings. Crescent City Glass. If it's glass, they work with it, serving you since 1947. And Crescent Cabinets. Do you need new cabinets? We'll call Crescent Cabinets. Right there in the name, Crescent Cabinets. 26-10 our score. 3:22 to go here in the second quarter. McKinleyville with a blitzkrieg to start the game. Press leading to a flurry of unanswered points. Warriors trying to fight their way back. Pass goes inside, double team, kicked out. Finally, a shot goes up, and answering was Bella Turner. Just a two-pointer, the refs say. Delnor gets it across, and the Warriors will set things up. Batiga drives, kicks it, tried to kick it out, and instead threw it directly into the arms of Bartu, and then Bartu is tripped from behind. And we apologize, we did not see who got the foul for Del Norte. McKinleyville bring the ball across the timeline. And Bella Turner with it, with Batega guarding her. Tipped inside, tipped out of bounds, and it will be Warrior ball. 2:39 to go. Del Norte trailing by 18. He said Del Norte just needs to worry, kicked ball, and Delnort will get possession and a fresh shot clock. Delnort can't try to get all 18 points back in one possession. Just whittle the lead down and then come out in the second half ready to make a run. Instead, it's yet another turnover by Delnort. This one unforced as well. McKinleyville, far side. That's Tia Turner. And now they'll set things up again with Bella Turner outside. Fires it over to Box, far side. Now Turner in the far side corner. She'll dribble out of that. As down to 10 on the shot clock. Shot goes up, misses everything, and rebounded by Batiga. Quick pass, and it flies to the hands of Chloe Smith out of bounds. Go back the other direction. McKinleyville up by 18 with a minute 49 to go here in the first half. They get it inside, kick it back out. Now back inside, beautiful play, and it leads to another easy basket, this time for Bartu. She has 5, and it's a 20-point Delmore deficit. And a foul against McKinleyville. That's Bella Turner's second. Coming in for Del Norte is Bliss Blackburn, as well as Kipu McQuillan. Blackburn will inbound. Fresh shot clock. And Anisha has it. Senior gives it up and then gets it right back into the corner. Drive by Gorbett, and she is fouled on her way to the hoop. Warriors will inbound underneath their basket. Looking. They get it inside. Shot goes up. No good. Tipped around and goes out of bounds off the Warriors. And McKinleyville will have a chance to extend its 20-point lead. Far side. That's Rasmussen who's in the game for the Panthers. Gives it to Box. They work it around. Rasmussen gets it back. Swings it over far side to Box. She'll take the three-pointer. Misses everything. Another offensive rebound by the Panthers. And they'll set it up with not a fresh shot clock because the shot was missed. Turnover. Dillard has it. Going to the hoop. And blocking foul will be called as Bliss Blackburn will get to go to the free throw line and shoot two. Some discussion whether that's the 15th foul of the quarter, and it is. Blackburn, a sophomore. High arching free throw is good. Averaging just under 3 points a game, but she's been sidelined by a knee injury. But the Warriors are very happy to have her back. Second shot is short and goes the other way. McKinleyville's going to push it. Now they're going to back it up. With the ball is Rasmussen, and she travels. 33 seconds to go here in the first half. You want to stay tuned for the Hiachi Hamlet halftime report. Anisha Vitega will take it. Swings it over far side. Over to McQuillan. Now inside, back out. Drive, kicked out, turnover. Seen so many of that. Fast break coming the other way. And a foul is going to be called against the Warriors. Two shots coming up. And I believe that was Winningham. And it's Rasmussen at the line for two. First one's good. Stretches the lead back out to 20. Second one is no good, and we'll go the other direction. Gorbett goes all the way, splits defense, and puts it in. Gorbett has been the offense for Del Norte. What little there has been, it's been pretty much all Jacqueline Gorbett. The ball's tipped away, Warriors have it, and that will be the end of the first half, a one that Del Norte would like to forget. Unfortunately, they can't. They're going to have to come out looking at a 31-13 deficit to start the third quarter. And the problem, ladies and gentlemen, is simple. Del Norte could not handle McKinleyville's press. That led to turnover after turnover after turnover. Warriors just didn't get very many shots up, and those that they did, very few went into the basket. Well, we will be back with the Hiachi Hamlet Halftime Report after this. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Sports.
It's time now for the Halftime Report, and it's brought to you by the Hiachi Hamlet on Highway 199 in Hiachi. We'll have all the halftime stats and more on the way next.
The Hiachi Hamlet, nestled in the Redwoods by the Smith River, is your store of convenience. Whether you're spending the day at the river swimming, fishing, hiking, camping, or just taking a leisurely drive, Hiachi Hamlet has everything you need, from hot snacks, cold beverages, and groceries, to fishing tackle and gas. Stop in to see what kind of goodies you can find whenever you're nearby. Hiachi Hamlet, proud supporters of the Del Norte Warriors.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our local Sportscasters Club, Oat Hill Organic Beef, Sutter Coast Hospital, Valvoline Instant Oil Change, and the Hiachi Hamlet.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOT. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our local Sportscasters Club, Chimney Craft, Chawell Benson Hardwick, Crescent Cabinets, and Crescent City Glass.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOT. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Hi, this is Johnny Erickson Tata, and I have a friend who uses a wheelchair and resides in a nearby nursing home. Before her life-changing accident, my friend had a house full of stuff. But things have changed. Recently, when visiting my friend, I was struck by the small size of her living alcove in that nursing home, with only a room for a bed and a chest of drawers. She may have hoped for a large, spacious living area, but since that wasn't possible, my friend subdued her heart's desires to match her situation. She set to work, and with photos, a flower arrangement, a colorful afghan, and a plaque on the wall above her headboard, my friend has made that little space into a real home. She scaled down her heart's desires and fashioned a cozy nest out of a tight, cramped space. By equalizing her desires with her circumstances, my friend found contentment. A great thought from disabilitycampaign.org, and it's how you can find contentment, too.
Hey, guys, let's play some video games.
This new dad plays video games with his sons, but the challenge feels like he's lifting a metric ton.
So many buttons.
His avatar just stares at the walls, twists and turns and somehow falls.
Help me.
He's tangled up in the controller's cords.
I just don't understand this crazy digital world.
Crazy, crazy digital world.
Zeros and ones.
But the love from his kids is totally apparent. See, you don't have to be perfect to be the perfect parent.
You should have just played catch.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of siblings in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
It's the Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report. And with the latest information, stats of the first half, and games from around the league, here's John.
A painful start for the Big Five Conference for Del Norte as the Warriors trail McKinleyville 31-13 at halftime here at the Panthers' home court. Too many turnovers and just not enough shots has led to a major deficit for the Warriors, who are playing without Brooklyn Carter, their leading scorer, leading playmaker, and it showed as Delmert had a lot of trouble handling McKinleyville's press. Take a look at Warrior Focus. Delmert's boys basketball team will attempt to bounce back tomorrow night after Tuesday's loss to McKinleyville, 53-47, in the Big Five Conference opener for both teams. That game played last night into a new gymnasium. Del Norte led most of the game, but McKinleyville used its size advantage to overtake the Warriors in the fourth quarter. Michael Webster finished with 19 points, while Lyon Rigdon tossed in 14 more. Colin Trombo had 7. Eureka comes to Tunin Gymnasium tomorrow night for a 7:30 p.m. battle with the Warriors. Listen live on KPOD 97.9 FM and DelNorteSports.com. In sub-varsity action last night, Del Norte's junior varsity fell to the Panthers, while the freshmen rallied to capture the win. Del Norte High's wrestling season will get ready to hit high gear after an outstanding start to the season. Next Tuesday, the teams will go over the hill to Hoopa Valley for dual meets with those Warriors. On January 12th, Del Norte's girls will go to Eureka for the North Coast Classic, while the boys head off to Sacramento for a major tournament there. The Warriors will be at home at Tunin Gymnasium on January 16th for dual meets against Fortuna. You'll definitely want to put that in your calendar. It will be exciting action as Del Norte's wrestling team has established itself as not only one of the very best on the North Coast, one of the very best in Northern California. Earlier tonight in junior varsity action, it was the Warriors capturing a 39-32 victory to improve to 6-4 this season and 1-0 in conference play. Kansas Wilson had 9, Janet McQuillan had 7, and Sage Fry had 7 as well for the Warriors. We'll be back with more of the Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report after this. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Sports.
Welcome back to What's Your Deal? So, Susan, ready to see what's behind door number one?
What about door 2 or 3?
Sorry, Susan, just one door today.
But there are always 3 doors.
You expect options everywhere else in life. Are you getting them when it comes to your medical treatment?
It's a year's supply of dog food!
But I don't even own a dog.
Well, this is awkward.
Explore all your options and talk with your doctor about what's right for you. Knowing your options is the best option. Learn more at ahrq.gov. That's ahrq.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is our beautiful daughter, Emmy.
She was a bold little personality and such a bright light in our lives.
She was just 19 months old when we lost her to drowning. I'm Bodie Miller, and this is my wife, Morgan. As a family, we were careful around water. We had a fence around our pool, and our older kids had learned how to swim.
One day, we were visiting a neighbor, and all of a sudden, I couldn't hear Emmy. That silence was terrifying. Then I saw a tiny sliver of light where the back door had been opened. I ran outside and saw Emmy in the pool. We couldn't save her. As a mom, I want other parents to know how fast drowning can happen. It takes moments. You have to be vigilant, as if it's a lion waiting to snatch your child.
Drowning is the number one cause of injury-related death in children ages 1 to 4. We believe it should be the number one thing parents talk about when it comes to safety. This is urgent. If you have kids, please talk to your pediatrician about how to keep them safe.
It's lunchtime, and as noisy as this school cafeteria is,
gotcha.
It's also the scene of a quiet food revolution. These kids cut in line for crisp slices of cucumbers
hey.
To top off their tacos.
Yeah.
They're calling dibs on juicy pears and crunchy apples. They're eating fresh, seasonal foods at school. Their families are able to buy and grow more of the same in their own neighborhoods.
Totally cool.
What's at the root of this change? The American Planning Association invites you to find out with a visit to planning.org. That's planning.org. Explore communities where fresh concepts about local food are taking root thanks to good planning. Discover regions where planning is connecting farmers with their city and suburban neighbors. Learn how planning can help turn communities into greener and healthier, sustaining places of lasting value. Public service of this station and the American Planning Association.
Welcome back to the Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report. Halftime, Warriors trailing 31-13. And the Hiuchi Hamlet, where they have hot drinks and cold snacks. They have cold drinks and hot snacks. They have everything you want, everything you need. In fact, if they don't have it, you do not need it. The Hiuchi Hamlet, located on U.S. Highway 199 in Hiuchi. Warriors will start the second half with the ball going right to left, trailing 31-13. Bottega will take the ball, gives it up over to Smith. A 2-3 zone now by the Panthers. They get in the baseline. Shot goes up, no good. Gorbett with a miss. She had 7 points to lead Del Norte in the first half. Panthers find Fisher. She'll take the long three-pointer. Grazes the front of the rim and rebounded by Steinreich. Steinreich with the ball, far side. Trying to get it inside. Pass into the paint. Miss. And ball still loose. And eventually, it's picked up by McKinleyville as Winningham could not quite get the ball to drop. With the ball, Fisher. They'll swing it around far side, three-pointer, no good, and rebounded by the Warriors as Watson's shot was offline. Batiga giving it up to Smith, dribbling outside, quick pass inside, baseline, Gorbett puts it up and in. Corbett has 9, and Delnert has the lead down to 16. Ball on the far side for McKinleyville. They'll swing her back around. Fisher thought about the three, turns it down, instead gives the ball up. Nice defense by the Warriors as Bartu had no place to go, and the ball goes out of bounds. And McKinleyville coach Jacob G, a minute and a half into the third quarter, says, hey, timeout, let's get back to what we were doing in the first half when we ran away to the big lead. 31-15 right now. Warriors trailing. Warrior Athletics brought to you by members of the legendary Sportscasters Club, which includes Crescent City Les Schwab Tire Center. We're doing the right thing matters. Oat Hill Organic Beef, local grass-fed organic Angus beef. And L&L Design and Construction, commercial and residential construction, licensed in both the great states of California and Oregon. Tomorrow night, we'll be back in TuneIn Gymnasium as Eureka comes to take on Delnort's boys. Delnort 0-1 in conference. It'll be the first conference game of the season for the Loggers. You can listen to that game live on KPOD 97.9 and DelnortSports.com. Smith with the ball, gives it over to Anisha. Back, goes the other way. They reverse, looking to try to get it inside to Winningham. Unable to, and instead they'll kick it back out. They find Anisha. She'll take the three. Oh, halfway down and pops out. Rebounded by McKinleyville. Going to the hoop, puts it up with the right hand from the left side. That's Tatum Fisher. She has 10, and the lead goes back out, 33-15. A 2-1-1 zone. They'll look to trap, but Delnort breaks it. They get it in, and going to the foul line for two shots is Jacqueline Gorbett, who has put this team on her back. Bartu gets the foul, and Gorbett gets two free throws. Senior averaging 7.5 points a game. She now has 10 tonight. Stutz comes in. And Steinruck comes out. Stutz, we believe, with 3 fouls. They're not posting fouls on the scoreboard. Corbett makes them both. She is 5 of 6. Came into the game just making 38%. Warriors trail 33-17. Pass inside, shot goes up, rims out, and Stutz comes down with this rebound. Warriors are going to push the pace. Anisha lobs it over far side, try to get it inside to Stutz. They do. She goes up strong. She's fouled, and we'll go to the line. Bartu with the foul. Stutz, 57%. From the charity stripe this season. She's a junior. That one's perfect. Stutz's second year on varsity. She saw significant playing time last year as a sophomore when the Warriors went 20-9 overall. Winningham comes out and 5-3, reaching the finals of the Humboldt Delnort League Championship. Here's Stutz's second shot. And it hits the front rim and bounces away. 33-18, Delnort trails. McKinleyville with the ball. 3-point shot. No good. Battle for it. McKinleyville comes up with yet another offensive rebound. They'll set things back up with Tay Turner. Kicks it over far side. Drive. Kicks it out. Fisher. She'll turn it down. They'll take some time off the clock. It goes out to Turner. She'll launch a three. No good. Another offensive rebound for the Panthers. Shot, no, and finally, Warriors come up with it, and a foul is going to be called. Nice effort by Gorbett. And I believe that was Gabby Watson who got the foul. And the Panthers are not going to press on this occasion. Ball goes far side, Now inside, turnover again for Del Norte. 3-on-2 fast break, run perfectly by the Panther, and Taylor Turner comes up with the basket. That was right out of the textbook. Almost another turnover, but Gorbett ends up with it. Moves, goes one way, goes the other. Now she kicks it out to Anisha. Potegan looking to get a screen. She fires it over to Smith. Back to Potegan, looking to get it inside. Now Stoops kicks it out. Going baseline. That's Gorbett. Ball goes in and out. And we have a tie-up jump ball. It will be McKinleyville's possession. McQuillan comes in. And Gorbett will get a quick breather. She has been Del Norte's offense. 11 of Del Norte's 18 points coming from the senior. Turner with the ball, far side. Gives it to Fisher. They're going to run it outside for a while. Take a little time off. Warriors now in a 2-3 zone. Kicks it over far side. Taylor Turner gives it back to Fisher. They work it around and find a wide open Bella Turner, who cranks up a three. And that stretches the lead yet again to 20. Full court pressure. This time Del Norte gets past it. As Bottega looking, tries to get it inside. Ill-advised pass, and that's another turnover. Once again, another fast break, and another basket. Oh, they're going to call a foul as well. So count the basket and give the foul, I believe, to McQuillan. Taylor Turner will get the hoop and the harm. And she gets the three-point play the old-fashioned way. Steinruck comes back in. And Anisha Bottega will go out for the Warriors, who now trail 41-18 with 3 minutes to go. Del Norte playing without Brooklyn Carter, and another turnover by the Warriors. Boy, that's become a broken record. That's going to be an offensive foul. Nice job by Gorbett, who took the charge. And that should be Bella Turner's third. Warriors break the press this time. Stoots sends it back outside to Chloe Smith. McQuillan. They'll work it around the horn. Almost thrown away, but eventually it gets back to McQuillan. And finding the ball in the corner is McCovey. She'll take the shot and has it blocked out of bounds. Bliss Blackburn comes back in for the Warriors. And McCovey will go out. Smith to inbound. They get it inside. And foul will be called. And McQuillan will go to the line for two. George picks up the foul. McQuillan only 31% at the free throw line this season. But that one is absolutely gorgeous. And here comes the second. That one is also perfect. Del Norte, the one thing they have done well tonight is shoot free throws. McKinleyville with the ball and the lead. As they give it over to Fisher, she gives it up. Cross court pass, three-point shot, no good. Rebounded by Del Norte. Nice position there by Steinruck, blocking out. Blackburn with it. She'll give it back to Steinruck. Now far side, trying to get it inside. Now they'll work it back around. Drive by Blackburn. She gets cut off. Down to 10 seconds on the shot clock. Blackburn pivots, gives it up. Far side, into the far side corner. Three-pointer on the way, no good. McKinleyville with a rebound. McKinleyville will set things up with Bella Turner way outside. finds Taylor Turner. Inside now, pivot, kicked back out. Three-pointer on the way, good. Tatum Fisher from downtown. She's got 13 tonight, and the lead is now 24. And ball is turned over. Two on fast break, and no good. But an offensive rebound for the Panthers. Three-pointer, no. But another offensive rebound, but ball stolen by Del North. Nice job by Steinruck to track it down. Ball on the far side. Inside, poked away. Turnover. Again. Foul, basket counts. Boy, everything is just going right for McKinleyville, and nothing is going right for the Warriors. Steinruck gets the foul. Basket goes to Gabby Watson. And she'll have a chance for her second old-fashioned three-point play. Anisha Batega comes in. Blackburn will come out. Here's Watson's free throw. Misses. And rebound by Stutes. 46-20 with 40 seconds left in the third quarter. Trying to get the ball inside. They can't. Instead, Anisha will take the three off the front iron. Rebounded by McKinleyville. And if McKinleyville wants to, they can play for the last shot. With the ball is Mingle, who turns down the three. And they're going to take some more time off the clock, take some air out of the ball, leading by 26. Inside. And that should be a travel. And they're going to say jump ball. And it will be Warriors possession with 4.8 seconds to go. Del North's going to hustle it up. Will they get able to get a shot off? Stutes with a three-pointer. Off the iron, no good. 46-20 our score. McKinleyville comfortably ahead of Del North. We'll be back with the fourth quarter after this. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del North Sports.
Del North Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our local Sportscasters Club. Curry Equipment, Del North Office Supply, Del North Tire, and Eco Nutrients.
Listen to Del North Warrior Games online at DelNorthSports.com and at 97.9 KPOT. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Del North Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our local Sportscasters Club. Elk Valley Casino, England Marine Supply, H&R Block, and Hambro WSG.
Listen to Del North Warrior Games online at DelNorthSports.com and at 97.9 KPOT. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Jacqueline Dorbit has 11 of Del North's 20 points through three quarters as the Warriors have found themselves just overwhelmed by McKinleyville tonight as Del North trails 46-20 as we start the fourth quarter. McKinleyville with the ball. Del North without Brooklyn Carter. Team's leading scorer, top playmaker. Ball goes inside. Shots blocked by Stutes, but they call a foul on her anyway. It was a good foul. It was the right call. And going to the line will be Gabby Watson for a pair. Winningham comes in. Stute comes out. Watson makes the first. And she nails the second. 48-20. And there's no doubt that Dylan coach Dylan Nelson is shell-shocked. He knew it was going to be a tough game as Anisha drives and then gets kicked out. Three-pointer on the way. Misses and rebounded by McKinleyville. Coach Nelson, ball gets thrown out of bounds.
you know, knew that without Brooklyn Carter it was going to be tough, but he believed that he had the ball handlers, that they would be able to handle the McKinleyville press. That turned out not to be the case. As Warriors score, Jack Gorbett with a pretty move in the paint, and a turnover by Del Nord, who has went to a press. Gorbett thought about the three, instead gives it to Anisha. She'll fire up the three. That's no good, and we go the other direction. The other key has been the balanced scoring attack of McKinleyville. They have been able to find different people. The other key thing, besides forcing a seemingly endless number of Del Nord turnovers, is they have dominated the board. Shot goes up, no good. Rebounded, offensive rebound by McKinleyville. Second shot goes up. That one misses as well. And a foul will be called against the Panthers. And timeout will be called by Del Nord. 6:34 to go here in the ballgame, and the Warriors down 48-22. Warrior Athletics brought to you by members of the legendary Sportscasters Club, including Eco Nutrients, local organic fertilizers, the backyard gardener in you. England Marine, fishing, marine, and outdoor equipment, go Warriors. Del Nord Office Supply for all of your office supplies and furniture and gifts, just as well. Just ask Debbie's crew to help you out. Chawell Benson Harwick. Good luck, Warriors, from Team CBH, your local accounting and tax firm. Chimney Craft, working for you since 92, keeping you warm and happy. And Lisa McCowan, your State Farm agent. Like a good neighbor, Lisa is always there. Del Nord's girls will return to action Friday night. Another road game. Del Nord yet to play a game at home. As the Warriors will travel to Eureka. And Coach Nelson and his crew will have to make some adjustments after McKinleyville just came out and from the very opening tip has just dominated. Warriors will inbound the ball. Smith will bring it down for the Warriors. Kicks it over far side. That's Steinruck. Now a drive by Gorbett. Kicks it over to Anisha. She'll take the long two. Hits the iron. Rebound by Del Nord and a foul. Winningham will go to the line for two shots. Del Nord is 7 of 10 at the free throw line tonight. They came in making just 44%. And, of course, as soon as I say that, Winningham misses. Here comes the second. The left-hander puts it up, and that one's short. Rebounded by the Panthers. Watson with it. Del Nord now trapping, trying to make something happen defensively. And McKinleyville happy to just take their time, running. Time off the clock. Ball goes inside. Shot goes up. Misses. Offensive rebound. Misses. Another offensive rebound. That one misses. And finally, Del Nord comes up with the ball. As Gorbett comes up. Pass. Three-pointer on the way. No. Rebounded by Del Nord. A rare offensive rebound for the Warriors. As Tatum Fisher gets the foul and going to the line for the Del Nord. Nope, they're not going to say it was a non-shooting foul. 48-22 our score. Smith will inbound. She gets it in. Three-pointer, no. Out of bounds. Saved, but it goes right to the Warriors. And Gorbett will take the three. Her shot is blocked. And McKinleyville will push it. All the way up, no good. Offensive rebound by McKinleyville. And we'll have a jump ball. And it will be Del Nord's possession. I'm going to be curious to see, look at the numbers. How many offensive rebounds McKinleyville got and how many turnovers Del Norte had. Both are going to be very high numbers. Cross-court pass, wide open. Batiga, her three-pointer, no good. Rebounded by the Warriors. There's an offensive rebound for Del Norte. Smith with it. Back to Anisha. She'll launch another three. That one rims out. And another jump ball. This time it will be McKinleyville's possession. 5:01 to go, 48-22. Stay tuned for the Warrior postgame show. We'll talk about tomorrow's game involving Del Norte's boys. Friday's game involving Del Norte's girls. And we will name the Warrior of the Game and McDonald's Warrior of the Game. And never too late. Go grab a milkshake or a Big Mac. Three-point shot on the way. Misses everything. But to the surprise of no one, we have an offensive rebound and a foul against Del Norte. Nisha gets the foul. Both teams now have three team fouls this quarter. Get to five, and we'll be shooting two. And a five-second count on the inbound, so Del Norte will get possession. You'll have a chance to see Del Norte in action at home. Cross-court pass is stolen by McKinleyville as Fisher will pull it back out. Del Norte will play Hoopa Valley Tuesday night in Tunin Gymnasium. Both boys and girls basketball action. That game will not be on the radio. Inside, and foul is going to be on the Warriors. Picking up the foul is Winningham. And going to the line will be Fisher for two. She's got 13, the team's leading scorer. I believe game time for the girls will be 6, and for the boys, 7:30. McQuillan comes back in for Del Norte, replacing Steinrath. Here comes the second one, and that one's no good. Rebounded by Del Norte. Gorbick goes coast to coast, and we'll get to go to the line after the McKinleyville foul. Gorbett with 13. Came in averaging 7.5. And that free throw is also good. That free throws are the lone bright spot for Del Norte tonight. As Bliss Blackburn returns to the court. And that one's no good. But ball is stolen. Nice effort by Winningham. And that leads to yet another jump ball. Del Norte's going to go to a press. 1-2-2 look. And on a turnover. McKinleyville having trouble with the press. Norbit all the way in, kicks it out. Three-pointer on the way, no good. McQuillan just misses it, and a travel call against McKinleyville. 3:42 to go, 49-23. Appreciate you staying with us. We do treasure all the comments we get. Very proud to bring Del Norte Athletics to you on the radio on KPOD and DelNorteSports.com. Loose ball, and guess what? Another jump ball. Warriors will keep possession on this one. During the JV game, final 3 minutes took about 15, which is one of the reasons that we were a little late getting on the air. Quick pass inside by Smith, and that will put Gorbett to the line for two after she is fouled. Here comes the first. That one misses. And Kinleyville coach Jacob Cheek sending his bench in. Second one, that one is also no good. And rebounded by McKinleyville. Panthers, shot goes up, no good. Rebounded by the Warriors. A rare one and done, almost a turnover. Instead it goes inside, shot goes up by Winningham, and she's fouled, gets to go to the line again for two more. And timeout is called by McKinleyville. Warrior Athletics brought to you by Elk Valley Casino. Get in the game. Don't forget Prime Rib Wednesdays, just $25 a plate at the new Elk Valley Casino. And Del Norte Ambulance, dedicated to service. So after the Hoopa game on January 9th, Del Norte's first home game, the next night Del Norte will be home as well. Another non-conference game as St. Bernard's comes to town. Those two teams have already played once this season, with Del Norte winning comfortably by about 15. Then on January 12th, Warriors return to Big Five Conference action, traveling down to Fortuna. 17th, Del Norte hosts Arcata. 19th, second half of the conference season begins. McKinleyville comes to town. And on the 23rd, it will be Eureka making the trip north, followed by a January 30th home game versus Fortuna. And then Del Norte will close the regular season on February 1st with a road trip to Arcata. Going to the line is Brianne Winningham, averaging 2.6 points a game. She'll try to get two right here. First one is no good. Score remains 49-23. Senior puts up the second one, and that one's no good. And guess what? We're going to have another jump ball. Steinruck comes back in for Del Norte, and Blackburn comes out. Full court press again by Del Norte. They're able to get it in. Del Norte's going to try to trap, and it leads to another turnover by McKinleyville. Del Norte, or the Panthers are playing a lot of reserves right now. Smith with the ball. Gives it up. Steinruck back to Smith. Swings it over far side to McQuillan. Now inside. Shot up. No good. Rebounded by McKinleyville. And a foul is going to be called on Winningham. And we'll go to the other end and shoot two. She could claim credit for a two-point takedown if this was wrestling. She made a nice tackle. And going to the line will be Bartu for two. And that one's no good. Deja Payne comes in for the Warriors. And Steinruck will join her comrades on the bench. That one's good. She now has six. And the Warriors trail 50-23. Smith fires it over to Payne. Back to Smith. Now over to McQuillan. She'll take the three. Ball is up. No good. Rebounded by the Warriors. And another foul is going to be called. And going back to the line will be Winningham, who's 0-for-4 this quarter at the charity stripe. This game was over early, as Del Norte simply could not handle the pressure, as Winningham banks one in, could not handle the pressure early. It was 17-4 after one quarter and 31-13 at halftime. And it was just as lopsided as the scores indicate. And offensive foul will be called against McKinleyville. away from the ball. Sarah McRae, who's in the game, gets her name in the book. 26-point deficit, and now we have a timeout on the court as somebody has spilled popcorn all over the place on the far side. And the students there are saying, well, you pick it up. No, you pick it up. I'm not picking it up. I guess I could come help. Yeah, give me the broom. I don't want to do it, but I'm going to do it. And this may be the most exciting part of this game so far. Somebody wearing pajamas and a purple hoodie grabbing a mop and pushing popcorn out the floor. Payne gives the ball back up. Tries to get it inside. They do. That's McCovey. Kicks it back out. Three-pointer. No good. Rebounded by the Panthers. And guess what? Jump ball. This is a lot like a junior high game where you see just endless numbers of jump balls. I don't think I can ever remember a varsity game with this many jump balls. Warriors, full court press, and that leads to another turnover. Delnor will get it to Payne. Payne way out high, finds Smith, quick pass inside, bounces off two players, and goes right to Owen, Cadence Owen, who's in the game, and they're going to call traveling on her. Less than 2 minutes to go. 50-24 our score. McKinleyville leading Del Norte. And the Panthers are able to break the press this time. Marianne Somm in the game. As is Mia Rasmussen. As McKinleyville went to its bench with about 5 minutes to go in the game. Shot goes up, missed, and rebounded by Deja Payne of Del Norte. Minute and a half to go. And this game will be, for Del Norte fans, mercifully over. Drive by Smith. Gets in the paint. Banks it off the glass. She gets her first points of the night. Warriors still going with that press that has been effective, especially against the second team. Less than a minute to play. Ball is turned over. Payne thought about taking it in, instead backs it up, finds an inside pass to McClellan. Her shot is no good, and it's tipped out of bounds. Del Norte's possession. Payne will inbound. Looking, sends it out way outside. Three-point shot on the way, and McClellan's shot misses everything and goes out of bounds. If you bet McKinleyville, you won big. As most people thought, Del Norte would be challenged, but the Warriors without Brooklyn Carter just could not handle the press of McKinleyville. Shot goes up, three-pointer, rattles in. Give the basket to Rasmussen. 53-26 now. Ball on the far side. They get it inside. Almost goes out of bounds. Does go out of bounds. McKinleyville's ball with 10 seconds to go. Del Norte staying with the press. Baseball pass. It's caught. And now McKinleyville will just run out the clock. And they're going to walk away with a 53-26 victory over the Warriors. We'll be back with the postgame show after this. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Sports.
It's time now for the Del Norte Warrior Game of the Week postgame show. We have all the latest stats and information for this game coming up next.
Del Norte Warriors
Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our local Sportscasters Club, Les Schwab Tire Center, Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance, McFerrin's Tax Services, and More John, Inc.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
In this ever-changing business environment, it's refreshing to have an insurance agent that's local. At Western Valley Insurance, the team prides themselves in being part of our community, and they appreciate it when you choose to do business with them. If you're considering a change or would like to discuss business or workers' comp insurance, please call Robin, Regina, or Kendra. They'll put their experience and knowledge into providing you with a competitive quote that actually fits your needs. Western Valley Insurance, where teamwork makes a difference. Call 707-465-5999.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our local Sportscasters Club, Oat Hill Organic Beef, Sutter Coast Hospital, Valvoline Instant Oil Change, and the Hiuchi Hamlet.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
And now it's time for the Del Norte Warrior post-game show right here.
Welcome to the Warrior post-game show. Del Norte's girls basketball team loses its Big 5 conference opener to McKinleyville on the road, 53-26 was the final, as Del Norte was dominated from the opening tip to the closing whistle. Del Norte trailed 17-4 after one, 31-13 at halftime, and 46-20 after three. Warriors were led by Jacqueline Gorbett, who had 14 points, and she kind of put the team on her back, with Brooklyn Carter unable to play because of a knee injury. She will also not be available for Friday's game on the road against Eureka. Other scorers for Del Norte: Anisha Batega had three, two each for Stutes, Blackburn, and Smith. Winningham got a point, as did Blackburn. McKinleyville was led by Tatum Fisher at 14, and Gabby Watson had 11. Earlier tonight in junior varsity action, it was the Warriors winning 39-32. Kansas Wilson led the way with 9 points. Jenna McQuillan and Sage Fry had 7 each. Tomorrow night, it will be the Del Norte boys in action in Tunum Gymnasium as Eureka comes to town. Warriors 0-1 in conference after losing a heartbreaker last night against McKinleyville. It will be Eureka's first Big 5 conference game of the season. Our McDonald's player of the night is, of course, Jacqueline Gorbett, who had 7 points in both halves. Gorbett, as mentioned, really trying to lift Del Norte as much as possible, and she is our McDonald's player of the night. And Del Norte's girls, as we said, will be back in action Friday night. Del Norte's got 48 hours to make changes and recover from this loss. Del Norte will be at Eureka, 7:30 showdown. You can listen to the game live, as well as all Del Norte High boys and girls conference and postseason games on 97.9 FM and on DelNorteSports.com. Well, that should pretty much wrap things up here tonight. Fancy tip of the hat to our engineer, Mark, back at the KPOD World Headquarters. For John Horner, Mike O'Brien at KPOD, General Manager Larry Tempe, President Mike Wilson, and the entire Bi-Coastal Media family, I'm John Pritchett. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, listening, and please remember when you get a chance to stop in and say thank you to the members of the legendary Sportscasters Club. They make Warrior athletes on the radio possible in Del Norte County. Our final score, once again, McKinleyville 53, Del Norte 26. We'll be with you again tomorrow night as Del Norte boys play host Eureka. Pre-game show will be at 7:20 p.m. Take care, everybody. Be safe, and may God bless.
You've been listening to Del Norte Warrior Basketball. And Del Norte Warrior Basketball is brought to you by Chimney Craft, Chawell Benson Hartwig, Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Glass, Curry Equipment, Del Norte Office Supply, Del Norte Tire, Eco Nutrients, Elk Valley Casino, Ingle Marine Supply, H&R Block, Hambro WSG, Les Schwab Tire Center, Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance, McFerrin's Tax Services, More John Inc., Oat Hill Organic Beef, Sutter Coast Hospital, Valvoline Instant Oil Change, and Hiuchi Hamlet. You've been listening to a Bicoastal Media Sports presentation.